It's Helping Hand. Every week, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, a topic, or an event that offers assistance to the disabled and to others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, the Hawaii State Chapter of Children's Justice Centers. The five Children's Justice Centers, according to their website across the state, assisting with child abuse investigations. The CJCs are child-friendly facilities. It's a place where law enforcement, child protection, prosecution, mental health, medical, victim advocacy professionals all merge in an effort to support a child victim. Chapter coordinator for the Hawaii State Chapter of Children's Justice Centers, Carrie Ock. Thank you so much for coming down today.
Aloha. Thank you.
How about a little bit of background on the scourge of child abuse and neglect?
So for Hawaii, we know that child abuse is underreported. The last numbers we have are from 2015 into the child protection system. A little over 3,600 cases were reported. What we want is for those reports to come in. We want people to speak up. Most of the reports that are coming in are around neglect. The next one down would be physical abuse. So we find the sexual abuse reports are the least reported.
Neglect is a very powerful form of abuse in and of itself.
Yes, absolutely.
To explain the Children's Justice Centers.
There's kind of two prongs to this approach. There's the CJCs, then there's the Friends of the CJCs. And so each of our five CJCs has a corresponding Friends of. That's a separate nonprofit. So the CJCs are really front lines when there's an allegation of child abuse. They're helping with what you described in the beginning. They're making sure kids are interviewed properly and in a child-appropriate, child-friendly manner. They're bringing the law enforcement together, child protection together, making sure kids get medical, mental health. And then the Friends, they are able to raise additional funds, and they like to approach their work as a way of helping the child regain a sense of normalcy, making sure they're getting into that art class, helping with school supplies. The justice centers are part of the state judiciary, and then the Friends are a separate nonprofit. There's five centers, two on Hawaii Island, one on Kauai, one on Maui, and one on Oahu. The chapter is best poised to help do activities or events that are better done statewide.
So let's hear about the many ways folks can support your efforts.
Right off the bat, when children experience abuse, what we hear from them is that a big part of the trauma is the reaction they received from others in the community. When they say they've been abused, how the adults in their lives respond. So you can be an adult that chooses to start by believing. It makes such a huge difference, that initial response that a child might get. Physical abuse can thrive in secrecy, but particularly sexual abuse thrives in secrecy. And once children kind of find the courage and are able to talk about it, it's a huge relief for them. And that can be the biggest part to the start of their healing. We can all kind of play a role in prevention. And there are some specific ways, like if you have a child in your life, there are very simple ideas that we can help promote to kids. Things like making sure they understand they are in charge of their body. And a nice way to say that is kind of, you know, you're the boss of your body. To emphasize to little children and even teenagers that if they don't want to hug grandpa or kiss uncle goodbye, they don't have to. They can decide, I'll give them a high five, I'll give them fist bumps.
To empower them to have that control.
Exactly. If folks want to support their local CJC, they can always reach out to their local Friends group. The chapter itself is a nonprofit, 501c3, so we can always accept donations as well. I have this quote that I love from Mr. Rogers. If it's mentionable, it's manageable. There's a lot of shame and stigma around child abuse. The child picks up on that. They don't need to be the one to feel shame and stigma. There's only, in my mind, there's one person who needs to feel shame and stigma, the offender.
The perpetrator. Right?
Yeah, that's right. So to be able to help erase that shame and stigma, it's going to take talking about it and supporting children.
Are there any volunteer opportunities?
Each of the five Friends will always appreciate volunteers. They're holding different events, different activities, and things like that. Call the chapter's number, and I can connect you with your local Friends group.
HISTATECHAPTERCJCS.org, 343-5160, hsccjc@gmail.com. You can go to hawaiipublicradio.org. All of our Helping Hand segments archived online, and they'll have all the contact information. Chapter coordinator for the Hawaii State Chapter of Children's Justice Centers, Carrie Ock. Don't hesitate to get in touch. I admire what you're doing. I wish you a whole lot of luck.
Thank you so much, Dave.